Dear Laura, I have a question.
It's time for Letters to Laura on Star 98.
All right, simple question from Marcy. I like these. I like the one-sentence questions. It's all open-ended. It's like, here it is. What do you think? Laura, have you ever had a crush on someone at work?
Well, his name is Steve.
Oh, God.
No. No. You know what's funny? So, 2 weekends ago, I officiated a wedding at the White Oak Chapel in Junction City, I think is the name of the town, but just outside of Appleton. And it was so cute. The organizer, the wedding planner from the hall, she's like, oh, I listened to the show for the longest time. I thought you and Steve were married. And I'm like, oh, really? She's like, but then I heard you say something about either you were home or he was home last night. And she's like, well, that doesn't make sense. Why would they live in two different houses? I'm like, well, that maybe is how we're happily married. We don't have to go home together. We work together and then we go our separate right. ways. Happy marriage. But she was laughing. She's like, oh, and then I figured out, no, he's married. But then I thought I heard you talking about being engaged before. And so to answer your question, I guess I would have to say yes, because I wouldn't recommend it. But the first radio station I worked at, I dated the guy who did the night show and I did the morning show. So we never saw each other at work. But still, I would not recommend that, because then chances are, when he turns into an idiot, it's going to get awkward. Because well, I just know that's how the scenario is going to go. Certainly, Marcy is probably a nice, normal person.
Yeah.
Whoever she's crushing on, though, probably may turn into an idiot, and then you still have to work with them.
Wouldn't recommend it. We don't know whether or not Marcy...
We don't know that, I'm just saying from my own personal experience, I do know that. And so I said after that point, never again.
Well, I've said this from the very beginning, as you know. My saying is, you should never fish off the company dock.
Yeah, so, you have said that before.
I have. So that's just, that never ends well. It's awkward for everyone. Even if the relationship is good to me, even if it's good, it's still a little awkward. If you're having a little PDA in the office, you know, I don't know,
and
man.
Let's be honest, nobody wants to see that.
No.
And sometimes it's nice, you go to work, you have your job, your work relationships, as far as like, oh, go to lunch with these people, this person has the best snacks in their desk drawer, you know, you kind of live your work life, and then you get to go home and then have your home and relationship and whatever life, and you don't have to mix them. And then if things go crashing and burning like mine usually do, you don't have to worry about that interfering with each other.
Right, exactly. So the quick answer is yes, you have. You actually were engaged.
Unfortunately. I would like to add an unfortunately in there.
And I just say no. I don't think that's ever a good idea. And we do have a call here. Go ahead.
Love your show, like usual.
Thanks.
And my father taught me, is a little bit more distasteful. I like what you say better. Don't fish off the company dock. But he always said, don't get your sex with your checks. So
I do like that too, though. It's very, very simple and easy to understand.
That's great.
Yeah, and you guys are spot on. It just leads to too many issues. And before you know it, somebody's shown the door. And it just never seems to quite work out. I don't know anybody. There's a one success story from that scenario.
Don't get your sex with your chest. That is awesome. I'm going to have to start using that one. Fishing off the company dock is good. But I like
that's the radio edit.
Yeah, right.
The fishing one is the radio edit. The other one is for everyday use.
Steve and Laura in the morning on Star 98.